This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 217, Resident Evil Afterlife from 2010. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, how long has it been since you've seen Resident Evil Afterlife?
This movie came out about 12 years ago. I feel like this one I saw a little more recently. I'll say maybe 7 or 8 years. I don't rewatch these very often, but I've seen them all more than once. I don't know when the last time I watched it, but it wasn't recent.
Yeah, I mean, the last time I seen, like I said, this is all one time watch. I did the 4K. So this is actually the second time watching. I just don't know how long the gap. Whenever that 4K was released,
I think it was 2020 or 2019. One year or a year and a half,
whatever. It is what it is. But that's the last time I seen this film. But let's get right into it. What did the audience and the critics have to say about Resident Evil Afterlife?
By the way, I saw this one in the theater in 3D.
How was it?
Horrible. You know, what do you expect? You get throwing crap at the screen. This was the year after Avatar, so everything was 3D. Critic score, you guys, you're familiar with how these have been going. You know we're not going to stop the trend now. This is sitting at a 21% critic score. And actually, it's kind of lower on the audience compared to the other ones, at 48%.
21 and 48?
21 and 48. Add it to your tally, and let's see what we got comparatively. Audience score, definitely, they've been higher than 48. They're usually in the 50s or 60s, I think, if I remember correctly. So this one's kind of low in general. Those are the scores.
Yeah, I mean, it's very funny when you really look at it. Because 21, I mean, it dropped because the last one was 48. That I do remember. It was 48, okay. 60 something. Because I remember it was like a seesaw we were laughing at.
Yeah.
So it was a significant drop between these two. I don't think that's actually good now, because now Paul W. Anderson came back to direct and write and produce with some other dude.
He'd been writing them, but now he's directing again. Like, he did the first one.
Well, I wanted to ask you about Paul W., because this is not part of the categories or whatever. I just wanted to talk to you about him for a second. He's not good. Like, in terms of all the other projects, he's good. He's a B-list. You know, you said it last time. He's a B director. But when you look at these Resident Evil from the fourth down to the first, it's like the movies are they getting better or are they getting worse? And I just feel like the writing is like it's going away from that video gamey Resident Evil that everyone fell in love with, and it's starting to go into its own universe style of a movie where it's its own entity using the characters from Resident Evil, if you know what I mean.
I agree with that. And the funny thing is, I watched one of the special features on this particular, for some reason, I just put one on. His wife, Mila Jovovich, was talking about how he loved the game. He loved the game, and that's why he wanted to make the movie, the first one. But he really did not stick to, I think he just took the very base premise of the game and made his own thing. You know, Umbrella, T-Virus, zombies, stuff like that. Because Alice is an original character. It's not even in the games. You know, I agree with you in the writing sense. I mean, I will say one thing. They're cohesive enough with each other, but they're all nonsense. So it's like, you know, I don't think he's a great writer. No, I think he has some talent behind the camera, but yeah, it's a tough one. But I mean, this movie, well, I don't know, it might be surprising when we get to the review part.
Well, no, it would be surprising. I mean, you're right. He has talent. He has eye for action. He has eye for zombies, and he has an eye for this type of universe. But my, I'm very intrigued to, like, why did he just come up with his own idea? Because I think if he would have not called this Resident Evil and it would have been his own thing, honestly, I think I would have not minded, because I would be like, you know what? This is pretty cool. It's an original idea. But the fact that he slapped that Resident Evil name to it kind of hurts.
Well, because it's not part of the Project Alice, the first
one. There you go. Perfect.
And then it's a different company and they have a virus or whatever. And yeah, then it might work. I think that you're right. I think that sticks in people's minds. This is not like the games. This is not like the games. They're going to compare it to the games. So,
because I was watching this movie and then I was just like, why didn't he just call this something else? And I would have been okay with it. Like, I would be like, you know what? All right, we went through this. Let's do it. But anyway, let's just get right into this movie review, because I want to get into it. Let's get into the lead character again. Now we have Alice, and now we have Claire Redfield, and now we got the brother Chris Redfield in the film, plus other characters, but I'm going to let Nate take over. Nate, what did you think of these characters?
I think this whole review, it might be surprising for me from what I've said. I'm going to bump the lead score up a little bit, but I'm going to explain why. I've been giving it a 2 every single time. I think Alice is a 2 of a character. I gave her a 3. I went up 1 point. I know that's not a lot, but you know why? I like that they took her powers away in this movie. I like that it made her back to being like a human. For the most part, sure, she still does. It's an action movie. I'm not saying that she was still trained. So doing fighting and shooting, and that's fine. It was when she could like do stuff with her brain and make sound waves. And, you know, it happens in the beginning. And then Wesker, of course, gives her that shot. And then she's human again, pretty much. And I like that because now, at least, I know, okay, she could die. Now, obviously, we have seen these movies and we know there's 6 of them. So you know she's not going to die. But you got to think, if you were watching it at the time, it makes her more vulnerable to actually being hurt. So I like that. I like that they, at least they added a layer. We've been sitting here talking 3 weeks in a row about how it's just nothing. Like, she's just a vehicle for showing off a woman who can have powers and all this kind of stuff. And at least they took that away. I actually liked her. And I actually liked the performance in this movie a little better. I like when she's out on her own, flying the plane, and she's trying to find people. I just thought, I was surprised, but I did think the lead was better here. I liked Claire in 3. And she was cool here. I do like the addition of Chris. I thought Wentworth Miller was a good choice too. Like he at least, you know, this was Prison Break time. So he was big on TV. He's a fine actor. And I actually thought he was good in the role. He kind of looks like he could be from a Resident Evil game. I mean, Chris has a little more hair, but in general. So I gave the lead a 3. It's still not amazing. It's still not super deep, but at least they added a layer to her and changed something besides just her being superhuman, Superman, you know, or Supergirl, whatever.
No, I look, dude, I agree with you 100% on that. I also slapped her with a 3. I thought she was good. You're right. The beginning of the film, when it started with the multiple Alices, the clones, I think it was way far-fetched for me. I thought I was just like, who the hell would I know which is the real one? And of course, they did the right choice of cutting her hair short, because I would have been tight if she had the same long hair as everybody else. You know what I mean? Because that it gets kind of clunky when you have someone that has like 50 clones in one scene, and then you're going, who's the real Alice in this situation, right? Yeah. And I felt like the cutting of the hair short, which she looks way better. I love her with long hair, but I think the short hair Alice is awesome. And look, it fits that character so well. Anyway, that's my gripe. When Wesker hit her with the thing in her neck, took away all her powers, the T-virus is gone. I agree with you 100%. I would say, thank God, this should have been done in the second movie. And then we would have had, I think this movie would have been a little bit better in terms of character development if she came into this film with the clones and her not having powers. Because then the clones could be like those pawns. She sends them in, and it's like, oh, you're the real Alice. And then she comes out, and she's like, oh no, I'm the real Alice.
Yeah. That's kind of what she did, but you're right. Yeah. It would have been better if the real one didn't have powers.
Yeah, it would have. Yeah. But again, in terms of her, I liked her in this one, character-wise. I felt she was more human than she was in the... She talked more. She was a little bit more charismatic. She was kicking it to guys, like the black sports guy. She was flirting with him.
I like that.
More. Yeah, I did. And then I like that she met people. The only thing I will say so far about Alice that I was a little bit like, what? Every time she's meets someone new, she's automatically gravitates to them. Like, he could be a serial killer. He could be nuts. It's like, I gotta save everyone. I love you. You know what I mean? Like, she has that trait, which is okay. I'm not saying it is what it is. But I think in this movie, they're kind of starting to flesh out the human side of Alice. And I kind of liked it. Maybe the T-virus is what made her shut down her emotions. Maybe she was more of a robot or a machine. Now she's more human. You know what I mean? Like, with that virus.
She was
maybe
more like she was that? In the first movie, in this movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But with a little bit more charisma.
Yeah, and thought her performance was better.
Yeah, so I gave it a 3. I thought she was good in this movie. And okay, now Claire Redfield, hot. I thought she was hot. I was like, okay, she's hot, gorgeous. She fits this type of movie. I don't know how she is in other movies. I haven't seen Final Destination in years. But in terms of this movie, I think she fits. The script is just not good for Claire. I know she's a Resident Evil character. Again, they get the shaft. And I guess that's the word I gotta say. Yeah. They get the short end of the stick in terms of these characters from the game. Chris Redfield was awesome. They had to use him more. Because I was like, man, I remember him from the trailers and people talking about that he was the gun dude because he was a cop. I believe he was a cop in the game.
He was a STARS agent. That was the name of the thing.
And I was just like, yo, they had to utilize that more hand to hand, him with the gun, pinpoint accuracy, because he was like so good. Mm-hmm. But they went down the route that he was a prison guard and they took over and blah, blah, blah. But other than that, I agree. I thought the addition of Chris and my sexy Claire, I thought it was fine. I thought she's, you know, well, we could elaborate here though. Did you think Claire Redfield was better written here than Jill Valentine in Apocalypse?
Oh, so I think Claire Redfield was better written in 3 than in 4. Mm-hmm. But I think Claire Redfield in 4 is better written than Jill in anything. Yes.
Okay. I agree. All right. No, no. 100%. I mean, I agree with you. She was more humanized in 3.
I like Claire Redfield better. I like Allie Larder better than Sienna Guillory. I like her better in every aspect. I agree with
you. All right. Let's get right into it. Main villain.
Okay, so the last few movies I've given a 4 to the villains. Now we're going to go a little reverse here. Now, again, though, I'm not going to go way down. I gave it a 3. I gave the villain a 3. Now, Wesker is the main villain here, and he is straight up the freaking Agent Smith from The Matrix in this movie. Like, he dresses like Neo, but he acts like the agent. He dodges the bullets like Matrix, like that. He has hilarious red eyes when he takes off his glasses.
Oh, the lizard eyes?
Yeah. This has got to be one of the hammiest, weirdest performances that I've seen in a long time. And I remember, so I saw this movie in the theater, like I said, in 3D. And I remember at the time, I was only 23. So I was young. And even then I was like, this guy's weird. Like, what is he doing? But you know what? After all this time, I kind of appreciate it. I do. I'm like, this guy's a goober, but he's making me laugh. What I mean? Yeah. And as far as if that's mostly on the performance. Let me get that out of the way. Like the actor, I just think he's weird. His voice inflections are weird, but it kind of works. He's like, I know what kind of movie I'm in. This is a B movie and I'm going to be acting in it. So, with that said, how's Wesker the character? To be honest, he's probably the most formidable villain she's had as far as like a single villain, because he fights himself. He does the teleporting stuff. You know what I mean? He got that nasty vampire mouth thing. He like freaking shot his brains out. He put it back together. Like, he's unkillable because he has the T-virus in him too. A little overpowered. But still, at least there's someone like straight up Alice goes against. It doesn't like not the caca fingers guy, or Nemesis was cool, but they become friends, you know, like they're friends at the end. So I'll give him that. But the reason I went down is because he is still kind of like, he's just goofy and weird. Also, the zombies in this are super, how they evolved to have that thing, they don't really explain, which I don't like. You know what I mean? Like, I guess visually it's something different, but all these zombies now at this point, the earth has been all run over by zombies for all this time. How'd they all of a sudden evolve to get this flower mouth thing? It's kind of weird, but I love that big dude with the axe. Now, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any, like, who is he? Why did he, where did he come from? Was he created in a lab? Like, at least the liquors, you remember, like, they were in pods, like they were experiments. What the heck is this guy? What is he? He gets shot in the head with bullets, nothing happens to him. Like, but I thought he looked cool. I did. I thought he looked cool. He's visually very cool. He's got like a long leather, it's that like an apron. He has like an axe that has like
and a sack sword for on a head.
It. Yeah, yeah, like I thought he looked cool. But it's still a 3. It's a step down for me overall, but I thought they were okay.
I gave it a 3. I mean, I'm on board with everything you said. I just hated Wesker. I was like, what?
He's so weird.
It wasn't that he was weird. He had these face mannerisms. Like, he was just like looking. Yeah,
because he's weird.
And I was just like, my thing is with Wesker, you're right. He is so Agent Smith. I mean, Jesus Christ, when he was talking, he was just like, you can't let her come in. And they all typing, and then he shoots him. And then that fight at the end, if you call it a fight, I mean, I don't know what the hell you call it. It was just CGI galore. When he moves like a vampire, he's like, sah, sah. And they're shooting bullets. And that's the thing, that's what annoyed me, because they're shooting bullets like mad close range, like how close me and you are. And they're not hitting each other. It's just slow, and it's passing Claire. It's passing Chris, and he's mad fast. And I was just like, I don't like this, because now you just took away the powers of Alice, which I'm just like, then what was the point of taking her powers? I mean, I understand it. I guess it was the good versus evil. One has the more power than the other. It is what it is. I don't know. There was something about that character that I just hated. And I was just like, I didn't like him. You're right. Was he a formidable? Was he good as a villain? I don't know. Because honestly, he hit himself with a virus, right? And he's cloned. So how many more clones of this guy is there? Remember, like, he got killed, and then all of a sudden he got on a helicopter. Is he the real one? because he blows up. So I'm like, how many of these guys out there? So for me, it's like, I didn't like him much, but I did like all the other stuff. I love all the zombies around stuff. I just think it should have just broken him, have more. I loved when they all started storming the house. I mean, the prison. I thought that was cool. I was like, I love when he came out the water and it grabbed the chicken and went in. I was like, damn, this is some cool shit, man. I was like, I like this stuff. Other than that, I think they spent most of their wad on that. Like having all the zombies and then they all stormed. Like even that rooftop scene, she was like, go. And then they were shooting and then she throws the bomb like John McClane and then she jumps off and the whole thing goes off. And I was like, this is some good shit. But no, I mean, I wanted to see more. I wanted to see that truck get put together and go through the gate.
The bulldozer truck. What happened? Thing?
My man had no engine. I was like, you got to be kidding me, bro. Like I wanted to see some fun, them going out and the wheel gets stuck. And you're like, how are they going to get out of this? And then all of a sudden, something random happens. And you're like, oh, man. You know, like, I don't know.
You like when when the guy goes too low and he, like, scrapes all the zombies and you just see the blood splatter all over the floor? That was fun.
Yeah, that was cool. I hated him. He was a dick, too. I would have threw him
in. And by the way, one of the best shots in this movie, like, there's a really great shot in this movie that now that you're mentioning the zombies, when the first one is digging through the floor and you see all the dirt start to come and he, like, you just see his face for, like, half a second and his eyes are all white. It is such a great, it looks like straight out of a real horror movie. And I loved it. I was like, okay, see, like this director can do some cool stuff. That was a great shot. So yeah, I do like the digging aspect of the zombies. I just don't get the flower mouth thing.
I like that. And I love the big dude with the eye. I thought he merged like Silent Hill with Resident Evil.
Yeah.
Right? Because doesn't Silent Hill have a character with the dragon the pyramid some
head.
Shit?
Yeah, it has the pyramid head. He has a big sword.
Yeah, there you have it. I think they should have had like two or three. Had two of them.
I liked bombarded, them. I thought it looked cool.
And then they couldn't fight. Like, get out of here, man. And like, it's something cool. But I liked it. I thought it was cool. Okay, so the villains, I gave it a 3. Same. You gave it a 3. Action scenes.
Again, this is making me upset because I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was pretty good. I was like, you know what? And now that I'm thinking about it, though, I was remembering when I was watching it, I always kind of liked this Resident Evil. To me, 1, 2, and 3 feel like a trilogy, and 4, 5, and 6 feel like a trilogy. And they all go together, but maybe it's because Paul W.S. Anderson did like these three in a row. So they almost feel like their own because they have a certain look to them that doesn't look like Extinction Apocalypse. But I thought the action was fun. My only issue with the action is it's too much slow-mo and it's slow-mo for stuff that doesn't need slow-mo. Like, I'll give 3D. You an example. Yeah. Oh, the 3D stuff's the worst. Like throw the X and then they throw it, goes right at the screen. That's what I was trying to say. Like it comes right at the screen. It's like, okay, well that was probably okay in 3D, but in 2D, it just looks dumb. But like, she's like the slow motion is like Claire, they're on the roof and she throws Alice the gun. Why is that scene in slow motion? She's like,
oh, the machine
throws,
gun.
So it takes like 10 seconds for her to throw the shotgun that shoots quarters. You know, like all this stuff. Like why? I don't mind slow motion. It can be really cool, but he overdid it and used it for stuff that didn't need it. I liked it early in so first of all, I agree with you. That scene in the beginning is somehow both tremendously stupid and kind of awesome with all the Alices, like all the clones. First of all, she looks great. I love the all black suit and the ponytails. And then they have the double, like she's holding like the two machine guns and they're just like, brrr. Everything up to when she uses her mind powers to make the floor blast, I like. I was like, that's dumb. I don't like that. But she's throwing stars at people in Japan. And like, it was fun. I enjoyed it. I like the prison stuff, though. You're right. That's the best stuff. Like when they fight the big guy in the showers, that was pretty. Her and Claire, it's like a 2-on-1. And then they blast him with the quarter gun, blow his head off. That's the only way. So that was cool. And just in general, the stuff in the jail is pretty fun. It's pretty fun. I enjoyed it. I thought it was mostly well shot. A little too much slow motion. The ending leaves a lot to be desired. The final like battle with Wesker.
Yeah.
Because I didn't like that. I agree with you. Like Claire. So first of all, Alice kicks a tray and kicks a knife and the knife hits him in the head. But then he can dodge bullets, which are going a million miles faster than the knife. Like, why couldn't he dodge the knife? It's kind of weird. Unless he did it on purpose just to show that he can't be, you know, he's like, I'm gonna let you hit me so that I can show you it's not gonna work. That's my only way my brain can make sense of it. But it was too short. And Claire and Chris didn't really do much. Like, they just get whooped and then get thrown into tubes. You know, like, they didn't really add much to it. She fights the dogs again. It was fine. But I've seen it, like, 4 times now. You know what I mean? This is literally the 4th movie in a row where she, like, kicks the dogs. So, but I gave it a 4. I thought overall the action was fun. I had a good time with it.
Yeah, I was gonna give it a 5. Like, when I was watching it, I was like, man. I always score everything 5s. Throughout the movie, it starts to deduct going, oh, this is stupid. This had a 5. going in. I was like, oh man, all right, let's go. It started off with the clones. I was like, yeah, you know what? This is cool. I liked it. She threw the stars. And I was like, this is 3D moment right here. Cool. Then I was like, all right. Once Whisker started to do his Matrix shit, and I was like, oh boy. I said, no way. So I deducted a half a point right there, like within 20 minutes into the film. I was like, 4.5 right there. Once they got to the Vegas prison, I was like, yo, this is freaking awesome. I already had it at 4.5. I was like, it's staying. When they fought the big dude, it's staying. I was like, yeah, this is freaking awesome. Loved it. When they went into the, now when they went into the ship, I was just like, because it looked, and I think, I don't know if you're going to agree with me or not, but it looked fake. It reminded me of Star Wars 3. Remember when Obi-Wan Kenobi visits the alien that makes the clones? And it looked fake. Like, you could tell he's looking at a tennis ball because they like way off site. Oh,
when he goes in the, where all the Jango Fetts are and all that kind of stuff. And because it's super, super CGI. Yeah.
Yes. It looked exactly green like screen. That she's, I was like, wait a minute. This ship has 8 fucking planes in it? Like, how big is this oil rig? You know what I mean? Like, it just, yeah. I was just like, oh, come on. They did the Marvel shit that I hate. Like, it's like, it makes no damn sense. Now there's a facility within the boat. Like, I'm like, oh my God. So anyway, I was just like, this is going to hurt. When I saw the dogs, I said, not the damn dogs. And he was like, shit. And then I was just like, oh boy. He goes, some one-liners coming. He said his one-liner. She fought the dogs. And I was like, you know what? The fight with the dogs wasn't as bad. Like the other one.
Okay. I just
she snapped next. So I was like, all right, that's pretty cool. When she started fighting Whisker, and then Chris and Claire came in, and I said, they ain't doing shit. Like, they're not even hitting this guy with guns. And I said, you know what? 4. I was like, I can't. Because he was moving so fast. I said, dude, you just, this is the thing with villains with powers. If you're going to have powers that you could dodge, weave super fast here and there, why don't you just snap their fucking necks and they're done? Because it was like, why have Claire and Chris there if they're not going to do anything, right? Yeah. Like, and this is the villain of villains, like in the game of, I guess, right? He's like the main dude from Resident Evil. So why don't he just snap the neck of Claire? Why don't he just snap the neck of Chris? Because it's like, it's super fast. And then that one moment that they both brothers and sisters shoot the body. And I was just like, oh God, that's so, it was just like, this is the moment, I guess, for the crowd.
Shoot it in the body.
Yeah. And I was like, this is just for the crowd to go, oh my God, it's Chris and Claire on screen. And they're just shooting. And I was just like, I didn't like it. I just felt like the action at points were amazing, were really good, used well with the slow motion, but didn't just become amateurish. Like overdoing the effects and overdoing some action sequences and not thinking out the action sequences thoroughly. Like, if we're going to have a battle between Alice and Whisker, why have Chris and Claire there when he's super overpowered? Like, my thing is they just rushed everything. That's just me. But I gave it a 4. I thought it was a great action in this one. And you gave it a 4. Also, let's take the storyline.
So, you know what? As far as these movies go, okay, so you've reached a point when you watch these movies, you reach a point where it's like, all right, they have established this world. It doesn't make sense. You can't, I told you last episode, and this is doesn't change. Like in Resident Evil 3, the whole world is apparently a desert. And in this movie, it's not a desert. When they go to LA, it's not a desert. There's still street. It's all destroyed, but it's not a desert. When they're in Japan, they still have like, it's like regular Japan because they're above ground because those two guys are sniping. You know, it looks like, so you've already broken some of your own rules. Okay, that's fine. Whatever. But I thought this storyline is probably one of, I don't think it's great, but I think it's one of the better ones because I think they took advantage of the characters in the jail. That whole middle part, I think, is good. Honestly,
it's the best,
like,
part.
Yeah, I best like part. Her interacting with these other people for once. I actually like the character. I like Boris Kojo. He's the one who plays like the basketball player. Mm. I thought he was cool. I liked him. You have the guy who's horrible. He's like a prick. He's like a movie agent guy. Kim Coates is the actor. He's so annoying, but I think he does a good job because he, you know, he's supposed to be his little assistant who, like, he's still his assistant, even though there's no like world for him. He doesn't have to be. So I liked it. Claire's in there. Chris is in there. I dug all their interactions. I like, it's kind of the classic zombie thing where it's like, okay, there's all these zombies out there. We need to make sure we stick together. And there's always the one guy who's greedy and has to ruin it for everybody. So is it cliched? Sure. But does it work compared to some of the other movies in this? Yes, I think it does. And it seems, and I don't know if you'll agree, but to me, it seemed a little more small scale, but in a good way. You know, like, they did not have to go, she's not out here setting the whole earth on fire, like the birds all on fire in the sky and, you know, driving all around the desert out. Like, it's very, everything is contained. You have the scene in the beginning in the facility, all one location. She flies the plane, okay, she goes outside there. But then she gets to the jail, all one location. And then they're on the boat, one location. Like, like, it's really three locations, the whole movie. And it worked for me. I thought that was, those elements of the story are good. Everything else, and again, them taking her powers, I like. Everything else, it still doesn't make sense. Like, if you think too hard about it, like, okay, the world's all destroyed. How the heck do they have this Japanese facility that, again, has, like, perfect electricity? Up in the above ground, there's no power. It's pitch dark outside. There's no lights. But you're telling me this facility has all this electricity and all this technology and these satellites, and I still don't get it, and I still hate that stuff. So I fell right in the middle with the story with this one. I gave it a 3.
Yeah, everything you said, I agree. I agree. Like, I'm not going to say, oh, no, I don't agree with that. Because I did enjoy most of this movie. Like, I really was like, yo, this is actually really good. Way better than the third one, which was, Extinction. Yeah, I didn't like that one at all. The storyline was blah. This one I liked. I was like, you know what? The storyline was actually pretty good if they actually stuck with them being in the prison and figuring out how to get out while everybody's trying to bust into the damn place. Mm-hmm. I would have been like, yo, this shit is actually pretty cool. But they did not do that. I think the way they started with Alice in the plane and she's on the camera for found footage and she's talking to the damn thing. Like, this is day 320 and I'm flying and I'm going to Idaho or whatever. I was like, Arcadia.
It's in the mask.
I thought those scenes were cool. And I was like, I really enjoy these things. I was like, this was actually really good. I love the interaction between Claire, how she just forgot stupid machinery, but I was like, it is what it is. Slowly, she got her memory back. Chris, I thought he was really good. When he looked all badass in the corner. He was like, if you let me out, I'll tell you how to get out of this joint.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's pretty cool.
I'll help you get out.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, he's like, Claire, and then she just gave him the chicken wing from Bob Blackland. The
crossface chicken wing.
The crossface chicken wing. So freaking, like, all in, like, to wrap everything up, I think this one had a way better storyline. And it's going to sound nuts, but I think so far this had a way better storyline than 1, 2, and 3. Like,
I think it's the best one.
Yeah. In terms of what we saw, I think I engaged more with Alice in this movie than the first three movies. Whereas 2, I enjoyed it for as a popcorn flick. I don't care. Jill Valentine's in it. It is cool. But this one, in terms of storyline, is actually not bad. Like, if this was the storyline for 1, I would have been like, yo, this is actually a really good movie. Like, if you're going to spawn into something, into Resident Evil or whatever, I would have been like, this shit is pretty cool.
Do this storyline, but in the mansion from the first movie.
Yeah, them trying to get out the mansion while the zombies are around. Or not even all the zombies. You don't even have to have the zombies. They could be here and there lurking.
Yeah, put
in the
zombies. But I mean, yeah, it's the same thing. All one location, but make it that. You're right.
Yeah, I agree. I gave it a 3. I thought it was good also. All right, overall.
You know what? I don't disagree. This, to me, I like I said, I always remembered enjoying it, and I still do. I think it's might be the best overall Resident Evil movie. I love the ending. I love the little ending credit scene. That was fun. You know, like after the credits with Jill Valentine's back and she's in the helicopter. She looks super hot. Oh, you thought she looked hot in the second one. She looks super hot in this one. She got the long blonde hair. She got that dumb spider on her chest. Now, from what I remember, I think they kind of botched the whole thing in the next movie, but it's a cool ending. All the helicopters.
She's not back in the next movie?
No, she's back. Well, you'll see what happened. I just think they botch it. Yeah, it was a super cool ending. All the helicopters coming. That rock, that one like rock song that always reminds me of Resident Evil, whatever that is that plays.
Yeah.
It sounds like old WWE entrance music from 2010. you know, or like one of the songs they'd use for a pay-per-view. That's what it has, that kind of sound. So yeah, I dug it. I actually have the overall at a 3.5. I think it's still not great, but 7 out of 10, I feel comfortable there. A lot of dumb elements, but this to me is the best blend of stupid and stuff I actually like. You know what I mean? This is I've said it a million times, and I'll say it again. This is a B-movie franchise, so it has B-movie tendencies, but this one I engaged with the most out of all of them because I like the characters better than most of the other ones. There's no Mike Epps. There's no like comic relief that's like extra stupid. You know what I mean? Like the annoying guy, but he's annoying, but he's not like corny. Like he's just a prick. Yeah. I think the movie looks mostly really good. Like it's shot well for its budget. It's not a huge, you know, these movies don't have like $100 million budgets. So yes, the ship looks too fake, but all the prison stuff looks cool. That big guy, the design is cool. The action looks good. Honestly, the 3D stuff doesn't work, but that, you know, then again, it doesn't work because we're watching it in 2D. If you saw it in 3D, it, you know, it's 3D stuff. So if there's a way for them to like scrub that out of these releases and just put like, you know, where the thing doesn't come at the screen. Yeah, that would have been cool. But I gave it a 3.5. I like this one. I've always liked this one and I still like this one. I think it's fun.
Yeah. I mean, I keep mine short and sweet. I gave it a 3 overall. I enjoyed it. It was a good film. I was like, you know what? This is actually pretty good. I don't know if I would have saw it in the theater. I mean, I didn't see it in the theater, but I kind of enjoyed it and I liked it more than the first three movies. That I will say. I thought the fact that Claire Valentine was back. I mean, Claire Valentine. I put both of them together. Claire Redfield was back. And then the brother Chris was there. I thought that worked very, very well. I thought Alice's character got way better. And to me, she's human now. She's not an overpowered character. So to me, I can't wait to see what the other films bring out of her. Other than that, his action sequences were good. Certain things about the storyline sucked, but I kind of enjoyed it. Overall, I liked the middle part of the entire movie. I think the 40 minutes, I guess, of the film in the middle.
The second act, right in the middle, is really good.
Yeah, the second act of the film, I thought, was the best part of the entire film. So with that, I gave it a 3. You gave it a 3.5. What's your total points?
My total points is a 16.5 out of 25. Ooh. I think it's solid. This one is fun. I think it has the fun elements while not being as bad as some of the other entries. Looks good. Shot well. I thought Mila Jovovich gives probably her best performance as Alice. I mean, up to this point, you know, overall, like on the whole, like action wise and character wise. And yeah, I think it's a lot of fun. So 16.5.
Yeah, I gave it a 16. You gave it the half point. I gave it a 16. I enjoyed it. I liked it. I own it in 4K. So there's nothing I can do with that. But other than that, Nate, what is coming up next?
Okay,
on the podcast?
Next week, or next episode, I should say, you're going to be getting a little bit more video game action movies with the live action version of Hitman, the classic PS2. I think it was a PS2 game. And we're going to be covering that one. And then next week, continuing on with Resident Evil, we're coming to the end here. We're in the home stretch. Resident Evil 5, aka Resident Evil Retribution, which is full disclosure. I remember fully hating this one. So we'll see if it's still bad to me or if maybe my mind has changed. I don't know, but those are the next two.
There you have it, guys. If you want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflicks for the video version of the podcast. As of right now, the website is under construction. We are actually remodeling the entire thing so it's easier for you guys to find your episodes. And you can watch the audio video at the same time, maybe have more sections into the website so you guys can enjoy more content. Other than that, guys, if you want merchandise, head over to geeksandflickstore.com. Check out all the t-shirts there. We got Action Movie Guys t-shirts. We're going to have new ones coming out also. Some Catchphrases t-shirts. And then, of course, we have some Geeks and Flicks shirts also. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and he is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.